Republican leaders of Joint Finance proposed a complicated amendment which none of the other Democrats had seen, and the committee voted on it immediately. Shabelsky is the only Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor after two others dropped out of the race. Democratic Representative Mark Pocan of Madison says Shabelsky should withdraw from the race.
He's not in line with the Democratic Party, the values of the Democratic Party, and given that, I think we need a real Democrat to run with the outstanding candidates we have for governor. But to have another version of a Republican on our ticket, I think, doesn't do us any service for the fall elections.
Pocan says there are a few things Democrats like in the joint finance budget, but says Shabelsky abandoned Democratic principles for meager gains. Shabelsky calls the charge ridiculous. Shabelsky says the budget bill saves shared revenue, puts limits on university tuition increases, protects education, and gives workers first priority in getting back wages when businesses go bankrupt.
Worker protection, even environmental protection enhancements, education, shared revenue, my gosh, this is a pretty Democratic document, so I don't think he's thought this through.
Shabelsky's opponents dropped out of the race because they couldn't match the money that he's raised. Shabelsky has been able to raise a lot of money because of his position on joint finance, but now Democratic leaders are likely to remove him from the committee. Representative Pocan says he's contacting everyone he knows to find another candidate for lieutenant governor. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.